So that I have a number of questions on honey and sea ice, and then a few on just safety and sea ice. How has the sea ice and the weather conditions this year impacted spring hunting?
They had quite an impact as far as bullhead hunting goes. So. Because just didn't see any bullheads so far, and just your blows along with out this big wide lead. And there was no leads during their main migration, and once the lead opens, no, it just got too big all of a sudden. And, windy. So that was a really major thing this year, not being able to, not seeing any bullheads and not being able to hunt them.
So was it a quick change in winds that did that, or you had a quick lead and then a really large lead?
Yeah, kind of like a quick change in conditions. And I don't know, maybe there was a change in the current too, maybe. You know, a strong southerly current just pushing the ice north, and at the same time the wind pushing it out north. That's usually the wind-driven current pushes the pack ice close and keeps the lead fairly narrow, which is pretty ideal conditions for hunting bullheads here.
Has this same thing that you described this year with the lead being closed during the main migration and open rapidly, is that something that's happened in previous years?
Yeah, it's happened before. Not very often, but in some years the lead has remained closed all during the whaling, most of the whaling season. We've watched bullheads traveling through this closed lead or pack ice coming up through little ponds in the pack ice. Or hearing them blow inside the ice.
And here in Whaleswood, do you always hunt the bullheads while you're boating, or do you actually sit and wait and
launch
off the
shore? Yeah, we do a combination of those things. Sometimes we sit and wait at a boat launch, or move somewhere else to find a good spot to land and wait. Sometimes we go get a pack ice and find a spot to land there and wait there in the pack ice. And when there's too much new ice, sometimes we just stop our boat near new ice and wait after the lead.
So, I don't know if this is correct, but what I thought I understood is that usually the lead narrows this time of year as you go north.
Depending on the wind condition, there's a lot of northeasterly wind that pushes the ice out from the shore ice a long ways up that way, maybe 30, 40 miles or more. And that when there's northerly, southerly wind or northwesterly, then pushes it closer to the shore horizon. It narrows up there, 7, 8, 10 miles up.
And will you go that far to hunt bites?
Yeah, we do, if we need to. But a lot harder. Like if we did get a bullet in those conditions, with like now with the southerly current, we'd have to tow it well on those longer distance against the current, and it takes longer, use a lot more gas.
So what are the ideal conditions for sperm whaling that we would make for a successful?
Yeah, having a pack that's close with a corner, not too far. Maybe north wind. Not too strong, 15 to 20 maybe. Open all the way to the Tin City side. Not too much new ice. Or not very thick new ice, no. And if there's leads into the pack ice, no, that current not being too strong, that it closes the paths into the leads or ponds.
So the ponds are connected?
Yeah. Sometimes the pack ice kind of stretches, when it gets here, maybe it's a little windy here, it gets, thins out. Out that way, and we could get to the other side and hunt there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sometimes the whales kind of gather or stop and rest near Tin City. Like last year, we saw a lot of them there that would just kind of stop there and rest, and then they. Continue north, they'd be the lead on this side, and then another lead on the other side of the pack ice, and they'd go to the other side, and then continue the migration.
So will you travel from this immediately through the pack ice to the next lead?
Yeah.
You will?
Yeah, sometimes there's a lot of pack ice, and there's no, the next lead might be several miles out, and hard to get there.
So the ideal conditions, in a sense, it funnels the whales just up north of town.
Here, near Tin City, or right out here. Sometimes they don't use the lead next to the shore ice. No, they use the lead on the other side of the back ice.
So then when you're deciding to go out whaling, what were the conditions, or at least out in a boat for belugas or whales, what conditions are perfect for, in terms of the winds and the currents?
North. Mainly northerly winds. Current not too strong, maybe 1 knot or less. Some pack ice here that we can hunt off from or hunt in.
Now, what is how thick does the ice have to be to pull up an average size bowhead? I guess you can butcher on the water too, but in order to haul it up onto the ice, how thick of ice do you look for?
Probably at least 3 feet, 3 to 4 feet. Good flat pan. not too high off the water, so you know, the ramp can be kind of gradual. So it can be easy to slide the hill up.
Is it like similar to your boat launch?
Yeah.
Or would that be a place where you could
yeah.
go for a while?
Yeah, that would be a pretty good spot. Not very safe because, you know, further back near the ridge, you know, it's kind of wet, where the ice is not too thick. And really, you know, a pan like that, that's white and solid. So it's real safe. No danger of it breaking off or drifting away.
Then I just had a few questions on safety. When you're looking at the shore ice, like yesterday when we were out there, and I was dragging that piece of shore towards the coast, the second time when we were a little bit further north, that first ridge that I came to that was pretty high, where I took the piece of the equipment, the sled, and I lifted it up on top of the ridge. When I was standing there, I could hear creaking, the ice creaking like a door hinge. And it was, I think it was, I could see a crack at the base of the ridge, and it was just creaking as the water went up and down. And is that an indication that's pretty weak there? Or is that, is that normal?
It's an indication of that. Weakening there in the movement of the ice, which will gradually separate from that sort of ice.
So when you're traveling out on the shore ice and you are on an extension, how do you assess the safety of that extension to know whether it's safe or not to travel on it?
I got that thingy.
I'm sure it's firmly attached to this short flash size, thick enough to walk on or drive over. Basically, it's usually we don't go out on ice without a boot.
But if it was ice that was thick enough, it was 3 or 4 feet thick, but it was still clearly an extension, and there was no grounded ridges on that extension, what would it be, the winds and the currents that would cause that to break out?
Mainly the swells and the open lead. That's well, even a 2 or 3 4 foot swell. Start the ice moving.
And then yesterday also, when we were out at your boat launch, it looks as though the current was coming from underneath the ice, outward. Like away from town. Was that what was happening? I mean, it looked like this was the shore. I said, if the town was here, the current was coming out. I don't know if I just. It appeared that way to me, or is there something? I thought I remember seeing it that same thing last year when I was up there in Davis in May. Does that happen, or?
Not really. Usually the current is keeping the ice flowing along the edge. Not unless there's a bridge here that stops the current. Kind of acts like a barrier on the water. And then the might cause the eddy, maybe under the ice. coffee, and pieces of ice seem to drift away on it. From the edge, as if the current was there, was going in a different direction.
So just the current being guided by a ridge or something?
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense.
Maybe Great Britain Grand Hotel. I thought it was like some fancy hotel. I just like looking at that there. And then it starts raining, so it's just sort of like all hell breaks loose.
And so when you're boating out amongst the flows, is it mainly just the strength of the current that you're looking at?
Yeah. That's the wind.
Maybe it was 5,000 degrees.
We try to gauge. A lot of time we try and gauge how fast the current is when we're sitting on the pack ice. And whether the current and the wind are kind of acting together. So once the ice goes for a little. When there's not too much wind or when there's no wind, even though there's some current, the ice just kind of separates itself.
Yeah.
Scattered ice.
But is, you worry about the, with the westerly wind rising the sea level, does that destabilize or break up the land that's out there?
Yeah, good. Especially if there's swells, so.
Do you ever see it break the ice out all the way back to the beach when that happens? Do you have these huge changes in sea level? I know in Barrow this past year that there was a change in sea level by about 4 feet one day.
Not really from the west. Usually it happens when there's a wind from the southwest. And that seems to rise the sea level more here than more than the westerly wind. That's almost always. I don't think I've ever seen the water rise from the west. Usually from the southwestern.
Is there a name for when rising sea level breaks the ice? Is that in the dictionary?
I don't know if there's a specific word, but it's kind of just the way it's going. I don't know, I could ask Faye and Pete, but they'd probably just use a generic word, Doya. I suppose. Yeah.
I think that was all the questions I want to ask. I know that those are quite...